How can you be sure it's not just stubbornness? A grandmother came around the corner and found her grandchild sitting on the floor, leaning against the wall. "What? Are you in timeout again?" she asked. "Oh, Grandma, it's no big deal. I pretty much live here." Richard loved football, but he didn't care much for studying. By his junior year in high school, his grades were so poor there was no assurance he would even be able to graduate with his class. His parents, it seemed, had tried everything. Threats, bribes, promises, to no avail. In desperation, Richard's father issued an ultimatum. "Richard, if you don't get those grades up immediately, you can't play football." And this boy, who loved football as much as life itself, squared his shoulders, faced his dad, and quietly said, "Then forget football." And everyone lost. Richard lost what he cared about most, and his parents lost what they believed was their only leverage. Guests were about to leave, and a mother wanted her 3-year-old daughter to say goodbye. Strong-willed as she was, the child refused. The mother said, "Look, you don't have to say goodbye, just say something." With that, the child waltzed into the room, held out her arms in a ballerina pose, and said, "Ta-da!" Then walked out of the room. She turned to her mother and said, "There, that should hold them for a while." "Angela!" Exasperation was evident in her mother's voice. "Angela, I said get over here right this minute." Standing in the aisle of the department store, I watched the face of this beautiful 5-year-old suddenly darken into an angry scowl. "No," she cried. "I want to go see the toys now." Her mother looked exhausted as she grabbed Angela's hand and began dragging her screaming daughter through the store. As they passed me, the mother rolled her eyes and muttered, "Just another ordinary day." If you're the parent of a strong-willed child, SWC, you've fought hundreds of battles like this with your own child, probably before he turned 2 years old. You know how frustrating it can be to see your bright, loving, creative offspring instantly turn into a stubborn, immovable force. What did you do to deserve such defiance? How could your wonderful kid turn into such a monster? Is it disobedience or determination? You see them everywhere, these strong-willed kids. You may think they're just stubborn, defiant, difficult, and argumentative. But that's not actually the definition of strong-willed at all. Those words describe bad behaviors as a result of strong will that's taken a wrong turn. Strong will, in and of itself, is a very positive trait. A strong-willed person is not easily daunted or discouraged, holds firm convictions, and doesn't often accept defeat. A person using strong will in positive ways is fiercely loyal, determined to succeed, and often extraordinarily devoted to accomplishing goals. So how do you know whether you truly have an inherently strong-willed child, SWC, or a child who is just temporarily defiant? After all, every individual comes into this world with a wonderfully complex and unique set of traits, characteristics, and temperaments. Research has also shown that we're pre-wired with certain tendencies when it comes to taking in and making sense of information. These preferences or learning styles determine how we learn, how we decide what's important, and how we communicate with the rest of the world.